Well, these next few weeks, we're going to be talking about worship. You see in the title today, the heading is A Season of Worship. If there was ever a time to worship the Lord, it would be as we consider the coming of the Christ's child. So today is going to be a worship through obedience, Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 2. In Matthew chapter 1, the child has come and he has been born. Today we're going to look at a group of guys who were most likely leaders in their own culture, and yet they knew when to follow and when to stop and listen to God. A lot is made in our culture of leaders. We talk a lot about leadership, but there are times when even leaders need to be followers. In fact, I would say a lot of the problems we have in our culture is nobody wants to be a follower. The Magi responded with obedience to the call to worship Jesus. So we're going to begin with our text, but first as we go to the Word, let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us the Word, the story, the recounting of what took place so that we might remember. Father, we pray as we read into this text today that we will learn what it is that you would have us learn and that we might be better for it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in Matthew chapter 2, which I'm going to read the whole text, then we'll revisit some of the individual verses. So it talks about the visit of the wise men. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, "Bethlehem in Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another word." May God bless the reading of the Word. So let's start by looking at these wise men. Now, some of your Bibles translate wise men as magi. And in all of our cultural things, we always refer to them as magi. The translation is the word magus. It's from the word from which we get magic, actually. But most Bibles translate it as wise men, so we'll stick with that for the moment. So there's a lot we don't know about the wise men. We don't know their names or how many they were. We assume that there's three, but because of the number of gifts. Did you know that? We don't know for sure how many wise men were there. The text simply doesn't say. So we stretch it out. We say, well, there were three gifts, so there must have been three wise men. Well, we don't know that. We don't actually know their names. Now, traditionally, you might know these names, Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar. Well, those names came from a Greek manuscript that was written 500 years afterwards. Now, where they came up with those names, I don't know. But the text of the Bible doesn't give us their names. In fact, one of our songs that we're going to sing at the end is We Three Kings. We don't actually know that they were kings. So what we do know for sure is where they came from. They came from the east. We do know that they were obedient. See, obedience is compliance, submission, obedience to a superior. Obedience is something that should mark our lives when we turn our hearts to God. So when we give our lives to Him, when we say He is our Lord, that's a capital L, by the way, then it makes sense that we should follow Him if He is indeed our Lord. Now, these wise men were obedient to what they understood about prophecy. So the question might be, well, how would these guys know what the prophecies were? Well, don't forget that the Israelites, the Hebrews, the Jews, had spent 70 years in the east, in Babylon. So the people of that country, particularly the educated people, would have known about the prophecies about a Messiah. They would have understood that he would be coming at a certain time in a certain place. So when they saw the star, they just assumed that these prophecies must have been true. So they went in obedience to worship this new leader that was coming. Would that we would be that obedient. So the prophecy said that a great leader had been born in Israel. So that's why they show up and they go to the governmental leader and they say they're looking for the new king of the Jews, which to them was kind of a simple question. But you see, Herod knew those prophecies also. And Herod was all about Herod. So if you show up at Herod's palace saying, hey, we're looking for the new king of the Jews, you can imagine that he would be asking for a recount. Wait a minute. I digress. But you get the picture. This would not be good news to Herod, and he reacts accordingly. So this word magi comes from it's an old Persian word, magus. It refers to a priestly caste, probably of a religion called, I always have trouble pronouncing it, Zoroastrianism. Don't worry about it. This means that they were priests, and they specialized in looking at the stars. Astrology, or probably more accurately, think of it as astronomy. They studied the stars. So this is where you get this idea that magus, wise men, studied the stars, and they knew the prophecy would be connected to a certain star. So they put all of this knowledge together, and they said, oh, well, I guess that prophecy comes true. We need to go. These weren't magicians, by the way. They were priests specializing in astronomy. So we are also told they came from the east, which is consistent with these men probably being from Persia. Now, we don't know a lot of facts about them, but there is one thing we do know. We know that they were willing to stop and listen to God. Look at what they said in verse 2. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. They understood the prophecies and they were acting accordingly. So here's a question. How does God speak to you? I've had this question come up many, many times. You know, does God speak to you? And if you asked every single one of the people in this